This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we're joined by comedian and Yacoubian, official Yacoubian devil of the Teach These Devils podcast, Mr. Ryan DiPerna.
Hello. Hello. What's going on, fellas?
You're only on that show because you're Italian.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to be the least white of the white people.
Right on.
That's a good way to do that is just by, you know, the bad luck of your filthy blood. So good for you.
That's true. Right? As Dennis Hopper once said, my great, 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 great grandmother.
You know, I won't say it.
We'll finish that. I won't finish that.
You know what Sicilians are spawned from, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I was just, you know, it's funny. I was just watching, I watched this one website. I've talked about it, or YouTube channel. I've talked about it a few times on the show called Biographics. This English dude who does like 22-minute videos, like biographies of people. And I just watched the one about Hannibal and like what a badass general he was. Like, dude, Africa was so far advanced to so many other fucking cultures. It blows my mind that like all the shit that's going on. It's like, but dude, like these people had their shit on lockdown a long time ago.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like all of that, it's not taught like in American schools or anything like that. But B, like a lot of that shit, when the fucking library at Alexandria burned down, like that really did fucking wipe out most of human history that we have no clue about.
That burns down. It's like, okay, well, we didn't like how it was before, so let's let white people win.
More or less. I mean, I watched this documentary a long time ago, maybe like a decade ago, but it was about like Egypt, and they were theorizing, and who knows, it could be bullshit or whatever, but that like the pyramids were like actually like energy conductors, you know what I mean? And some of them are harmonically tuned, like in Giza or whatever. Like they theorized that was some sort of like healing weird fucking shit. But they still don't know how they built that stuff, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, like, dude, that's like, I mean, I don't know why we're getting on this already, but I've been like paying attention a lot to like, there's a theory that like black people were in the Americas long before anybody else got here, and there's
you
like
all are on drugs.
What'd you say?
You Mormon Jesus. Drugs.
Mormon Jesus was though.
Well, so you know. Before. But you're right, so you know like how the original pyramids, not the ones in Giza, but the original pyramids were built like step bricks, you know?
Yeah.
The pyramids they found in the South Americas, like they were the first ones to have like that flat, like the flat side. And like they, like to this day, they can't figure out how that shit was done. And they found Egyptian fucking art and Egyptian art and artifacts in the Grand Canyon. Like, so I don't know if that shit's from Pangaea or if like Africans were, you know, some Africans were here long before. I don't know, man. I've been reading up on it. It's like there's a lot of truth to all of it. Like you can't refute evidence when you do an archaeological dig and you find some shit that dates back 10,000 fucking years.
There's a think place in Turkey. I think it's like called like Go Biblioteca or something like that. I don't know. I'm sure I butchered it, but like they date back even before like Mesopotamia or whatever, like 10,000 years to where before society was like created that we have recorded history.
Like before civilizations and shit.
Before
cities and stuff. Yeah. Well, we can talk more about that when you come over. That's not why we're here today.
Now that we've established you're both lunatics.
The Jew doesn't want to admit that the Nile River was actually the Mississippi. He doesn't want to admit that his people were here too.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I'm telling you, if the Egyptians came here long before, they're saying that like a lot of the shit that took place in Egypt, like in the Bible, didn't actually take place in Egypt. It took place in like the Midwest. And that the Nile, the Ohio River and the Mississippi River were considered the Nile River. I mean, none of it's been proven, but there's a lot of shit that points to like, oh, that makes sense.
Look, I'll make a deal with you, Jordan. You buy me like 2 weeks worth of Adderall and I'll write you an entire history of the world. Because this is basically what's happening here.
Hey, fuckstick. Mel Brooks already did that. Thank you very much.
I'll write that old racist bastard.
Are Jews allowed to call other Jews racist?
I've seen it argued that he's racist, and I don't agree. But
neither do I.
I can call anybody I want a racist. That's, you know, it doesn't mean anything.
America, goddammit.
But dude, like, I mean, dude, like when Mel Brooks talks about Blazing Saddles, he brought 5 black writers on so that like he could be like, okay, how can we get away with these jokes? So like Mel Brooks, all that shit about him being a racist, fuck that.
I agree. I mean, like the whole movie is like about like making fun of black races.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. You want to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
Speaking of Kansas City faggots.
Right.
Yes.
Why do you hate existence?
As he drinks his beer.
World, it's not. The world is run by a cabal of satanic pedophiles, and there's no escape from it. That's our existence. That is the current reality dimension that we live in. And I used to think that they all these rich people, fuck and murder kids because you know you have access to so much money and nothing in your brain to tell you that. For like Donald Trump is miserable all the time, right? Because Donald Trump has gotten everything he's ever wanted, so of course he's fucked kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I believe that I've kind of been blackpilled enough to believe that the ritualistic fucking killing of the children, like they harness some sort of demonic energy to keep them in power.
So wait. All right. Now, like, I've obviously heard some of this shit before. I've looked into Bohemian Grove. You and me have talked about this shit for years. I go in and out of it because some of it freaks me out too much. Do you, and I'm not, of course there's pedophile rings. Of course there is. But do you really think that there is a one world government running everything and they're living off the blood of fucking virgins that they're fucking?
Hang on.
I mean,
I like how you said, "Of course, there's pedophile rings." Like you're supportive of it.
No, I'm fuck you. It's been proven, motherfucker. Jeffrey Epstein. Fuck you. I never said that. I don't want to fuck a kid. I want somebody to suck my dick who knows what they're doing, man or woman. I don't care. I want somebody who I don't want teeth.
What if it's a natural kid dick sucker?
Like he was trained to do so?
Like Ken Griffey Jr. of kid sucking dick.
I thought you were going to take natural it another talent. Or like the tribes, like those island tribes where they blow like they blow the kid and like drink his semen because it like keeps them younger. You ever heard of that shit?
Yeah.
There's like Islander tribes that do that fucked up weird stuff.
Hey, listen, all you can't judge cultures.
Yo, yes I can. Yes I can. And I do.
No, I don't actually like, I mean, I don't know actually what I believe.
That's a good answer. I don't know either.
Because I don't think there's one world government, but I do think that like all the fucking people that like control the power and like will never be kicked out of their power position. Like
no.
Everybody is like, and myself included, you know, I mean, like everybody knows my politics are somewhat radical, right? But like fucking, there's no escape from this system. There's nothing, we can't do anything for, nothing will ever get done. Agreed. And like at a certain point, you have to fucking like chalk it up to, well, why is that? I mean, like maybe they fucking harness the power of Baphomet by fucking killing kids. I don't know, man. Like I think it's insane. Like there's a dimension, there's a parallel dimension where fucking all the good things happen, but it ain't this one.
It ain't, yeah, fucking sure shit ain't this one, man.
Yeah.
But like no, like I've been trying for the last couple years to like get to a point, and I've gotten better at it where it's like, yes, but I love the world to change and for everybody to like get along, all that hippie bullshit, whatever. Yes, but like I'm finally realizing like there is not a goddamn thing I can do about any of it. Like, sure, I can go downtown and protest something, but what did it do? What the fuck? And I'm not dogging protesting. I'm just saying I'm one person. What the fuck am I gonna do?
Get exercise, you fat fuck.
Look at you. Dude, you have like Hitler's haircut when he was in Brazil.
How did you know?
The secret has been revealed. Jeremy is a boy from Brazil.
direct descendant of Adolf Hitler. Is that why your art's so good, Jeremy?
You were cloned by Joseph Mengele.
Look, I have a secret mission that I must accomplish for my land to join mein Führer in the afterlife.
Oh, come here, you twins. I want to talk to you. Come drink the cabal blood, you fucking weirdos.
Have you, did you see that movie? That movie's good. I just rewatched that.
Which movie?
The Boys from Brazil.
No.
Oh, really? It's really good. Gregory Peck is like...
Oh, what's it called?
The Boys from Brazil.
All right, I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, Gregory Peck is Joseph Mengele, and he's trying to clone Hitler.
Oh, shit, basically. It's like... Oh, it's based like on all 70s. That?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that actually... It didn't happen the way they portrayed it, but...
Right, no, but that doesn't make it not an interesting movie.
Yeah, it's
what do you think Schindler's List was the I think it was much worse than they showed in the movie.
Probably, yeah. I don't remember most of that movie.
Yeah, because that movie.
I remember that movie, very conflicting feelings for that movie because one of the first times I saw tits in a movie.
They
showed it on TV. Like, they were showing it on broadcast TV.
Yeah, because it's historical.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
look at these dead Jew tits. Like, I don't want to... That's sad. I don't want to see it. I have to look at Jeremy's dead Jew tits because he fucking had to get them removed.
Yeah, I did. But kitties love my titties. So
I love your titties.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't love a titty?
So existence, are we talking like existential crisis or like, are we talking just like everything is so fucking shitty that what's the point?
I don't know. I just think that there's no, like we're in a situation now where like you have all this social unrest, right? But there's, in lieu of like a political party to put pressure on people to, as like a container for this unrest, and then to thereby put pressure on like people in power, we're fucking spinning our wheels. You see it already. Like they're fucking like, okay, like here. I read a book like a long time ago about the revolutions of 1848 in Europe. Okay. And what happened was like France, of course, you know, same, like the peasants revolted. And it caught fire across Europe. There was revolutions like throughout all of Europe or whatever. And what happened was the ruling class kind of like waited them out until like the middle classes got annoyed at them, and then fucking they like brought in reactionary forces and stomped them out. You know what I mean? Which is exactly this uprising is happening.
Exactly. Now, yeah. You know what I mean? That's exactly what I was going to say is like, I forget who I was just watching something the other day, but it like, basically saying the same thing. It's like, there's the rich, there's the poor, and then there's the lower middle class. And those are the people that get picked to go fight wars that these rich motherfuckers decide to start. And there's no give and take. It's all take. It's fucking ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. And like, so, you know, you see it now, like, I mean, I think it's important to like witness, at the very least, just witness some of these protests and win, because we've gone, like, I've gone to a bunch of them. I've gone to the point where like a fucking, for real, like a black van was taking pictures of me and Sarah on the phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I assume it's just because they probably did that to, like, I know they were taking pictures. I saw them taking pictures of people.
No, he was like, look at that Asian.
Probably, yeah.
No, there are people going around neighborhoods and taking pictures. Like,
yeah, I've heard that.
You guys know Jeremy Demery,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing happened to him. And
really?
Like, him and his wife, yeah. Same car. He took a picture of it. It was the same So I'm sure that they, like, took pictures of our license plate or whatever, you know what I mean? And like they fucking have unlimited time to fucking, you know, just take but anyways, beyond that, fuck you, any fucking like NSA FBI guy listening to this right now. I fucking hate you. Christopher Dorner is a hero, the patron saint of the Teach These Devils podcast is James Hodgkinson, the congressional softball shooter, RIP. Which is the funniest image to me, side note, but the funniest image to me is like fucking those 85-year-old Republican senators hitting the deck in their fucking sliding shorts. They were all dressed up like to play fucking baseball. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. Anyways, but back to what I was saying about like the moment being futile. There's no container for this outrage. And the last thing that, like, genuinely, I think the last gasp of that was the Sanders campaign. And you saw how that got done dirty. You know what I mean? Yeah. Obama stepped in at the very last. And, like, now we just get what we get. Like, I keep telling people, you know, like, obviously Trump is fucking, he's a demonic moron, you know what I mean, with syphilitic dementia. He's bad, terrible. Like, I can't wait till he's out of office, which he's going to lose in a historic landslide. But like, then when Biden's in office, like, or the like fucking weekend at Bernie's Biden and whatever the fucking cabinet that's running the country, now we have to fight a two-front war. You got to fight the chuds and you got to fight the fucking libs, and the libs have the fucking media industrial complex at their disposal, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this, because this has been coming up a lot lately. Shear, I'd like you to weigh in on it too. So like, when there's civil and social unrest like this, you know, and it's cyclical, it happens every 25 to 50 years, give or take. Generally, when things get the worst, which it seems like right now they're either there or they're about to be there, that's generally when good change comes after the fact. Do you think that we're in a position for that right now, or do you think it's just going to be bad for a while?
I just think it's going to be bad for a while. I mean, look at the fucking response to COVID, right? Like, we ran out of time.
I know, but we've ran out of time. In 10 years, like, the oceans are going to boil. And you think the government can't fucking stop this, they're going to fucking do the same thing and pretend that it's, like, not happening until they can't ignore it anymore. And at that point, all the coastal cities are flooded. We ran out of time. There's nothing, like, we're fucked. We are completely fucked. There is no political movement. It is impossible to rise above, like, the superstructure. If it is possible, I'm all ears on anybody's idea to do it. I just don't know how it gets done.
You Why saw, revolution?
Like, well, they have all the gut. That's the thing. Like, you can't. There's not a political solution, let alone a fucking show of force solution. You know what I mean? Like, how do you take over the fucking tanks and stuff like that? I don't know.
I don't know. Indiana Jones got on top of it and threw a grenade in it.
That's true, yeah. We can do that with all of them.
Yeah, although, totally. I don't have that big of a brimmed hat, so I don't know if I could pull it off.
I think the hat is the least of your concerns about trying to pull off running up to a tank on a horse and then jumping on top of it.
Yeah, I know I'm a big guy.
First of all, you gotta find a sturdy enough horse.
Sheer can attest to this. I have insanely quick reflexes and I'm agile. How at almost 300 pounds? I have no idea. But I'm like,
what? How can I attest to this? I didn't go to your combine.
You've never seen me like catch shit before that I shouldn't have caught? It's because you don't remember anything. Also, get a fucking haircut again, please. It's bothering me.
Speaking of the combine, there is a hilarious video that all of your viewer listeners should Google of from a couple years ago, some like lineman, and he's doing like a 40-yard dash or whatever, and his dick flops out. And then he realizes that he's like fucking flapping in the wind, and he just like falls forward and like starts laughing like on the ground.
I mean, dude, what do you do at that point? Like, you either like run away crying in shame, or you're like, hey, my dick's out, this is what it looks like.
I can't remember what, like, Rich Eisen was like commentating on it in like real time, and I cannot remember for the life of me what he said, but it was like a jazz musician and something like, oh, that's a long stride he has there.
That's amazing. I'll have to look at it. Yeah. See, existence can be positive because you have moments of levity like that make life worth living.
You know what? Sheer, you had like the best tweet this week earlier, like in regards to all this COVID shit. I don't know if you saw it, Ryan, but Sheer was like, if I can't trust you morons to keep your hands off my friends, I can't trust you to fucking take proper precautions for coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That explains it perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Why are you doing comedy shows right now, man? What the fuck are you doing? Like, it's just beyond the, it's like fucking, sorry, grandma, that I killed you, but I just really had to listen to a guy in a cabbie hat talk about wrestling. Like, what the fuck?
And it sucks. It was my friend Jordan.
High clack. Anyways, I'm just saying, like, you gotta pick, in lieu of the government providing zero fucking protection for anybody and not like paying people to stay home, and which would have fucking like put a lid on this shit because it would have snuffed it out. Yeah. I understand that bars and shit have to like operate and open, you know, and there's nothing you could do about it. But like, personally, you should pick and choose your fucking spots about what you put yourself at risk for, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's insane to me. Why would you fucking go to the fucking funny stop?
Well, the thing is, like, I try not to pay attention to the news like so much because it just freaks me out too much. But like, it blows my mind that like, okay, the one day it was 45,000 cases, 2 days later it was 54,000 cases. Yeah. they're going, like, whether Trump wants to or not, they have to shut down the country again.
I know.
Or absolutely. Millions of people are going to fucking die.
1,000,000%. Yeah, I know. And they are so, but you saw this weekend, that was like their new pivot. It was like, well, sorry, we got to live with the coronavirus now. It's like Everybody's putting a lot of fucking, like, seriously, that's like their official like response now. But everybody's putting a lot, like elected officials are putting a lot of stock into not radicalizing a fucking millions of people because they personally are directly responsible for murdering their family members. Like, literally, that's how terrorism, like, fucking works. You know what I mean? Yep, like, yep, that's exactly how terrorism works. It's like, how is the economy going to keep fucking, like, spinning, you know what I mean, when there's fucking, like, 1,000,000 people are dead? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand the fucking...
Well, dude, how about the how much money was it that got sent to deceased people for the stimulus?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
Beyond $500 billion of, like, that stimulus went to... They're not allowed to tell us who, like, Steve Mnuchin personally is the only one...
My grandma died in December, and my grandpa got two checks, and it said, Carol Taylor, in parentheses, deceased. And he got $1,200 for her, too.
Really?
Yeah, dead your serious. Shit. Like, it's like, they can't get their shit together.
Well, that's what, it just pisses me off. Because they can clearly pay, it's like criminal. And the way that the fucking, like, media portrays it, it's like, yeah, no shit, Trump is a moron. But what's the follow-up question to that? Where is the fucking ostensible, like, fucking, like, opposition party not going on the news every single day and saying, hey, we need to fucking pay people who are like unemployment benefits, those extended unemployment benefits run out July 31st, right around the same time there's going to be 100,000 fucking cases of COVID in this country. That's when shit hits the fan. And I, like, you could see this slow train coming and, like, just desperately shouting, hey, somebody do something about it, and they're not, they're just gonna let it happen. And it's like, that's what people should be on the fucking street about every day. And they are, but, like, there's nothing, there's no one, there's no olive branch offered to.
America is no longer going to be the top superpower in the world once they get this shit figured out, man. Like, we're gonna be behind Russia, China, Japan. Like, it's weird to think about, like, I mean, Will daily life change for us that much? Probably not. But that doesn't take away the fact that it's going to devalue the dollar. It's going to devalue trades, imports, everything.
Start boning up on your Mandarin, boys. I mean, like, for real. Anyway, President Xi, please liberate us.
I have been... I can't do this joke now because stupid... that idiot from Saturday Night Live... You can't do
Shane Gillis?
Yeah.
Hey, you do know this is our podcast, right?
Do you know what I'm referencing? Where he does a stupid Asian voice on a podcast that got him fired?
Yeah.
It was just making a reference.
Okay.
That's all.
But like what you were saying, Ryan, about, like, just like how they devalue everything and make it seem like it's not a big deal. It just reminds me of that episode of 30 Rock when fucking Alec Baldwin, Jack Donaghy, he says to, because, you know, he plays like a big Republican and shit.
Yeah.
And he goes, I mean, they're just overblowing this, just like they did with Rainstorm Katrina.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, I don't know, we're in for a world of hurt. Like, it's not even like it's gonna be temporary too. Like, this is the next, like, fucking, like, half a decade is gonna be like fucking,
it takes 2 years to get, like, they for every vaccine that they've had to create, it takes them about 2 years to perfect it.
Best case scenario. That's like the fastest vaccine that's ever been made. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Bill Gates is like, I already got one. Let me plug you into a computer, you idiot.
There's no fucking vaccine for the common cold. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's putting a lot of fucking stock and they're coming up with a vaccine out of nowhere.
Oh, dude, my favorite, though, is the people, like the conspiracy theorists who are like posting Lysol bottles where it says like coronavirus on it. They're like, they've known about this shit forever. It's like, yeah, it's been around forever. COVID-19 happened in 2019 and started killing people.
Yeah. Coronavirus is like a category of viruses that like transfer out of fucking animals.
And people don't understand that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the other thing that's like impossible to overcome too. Like the level of education in this country is like fucking insanely bad. But on top of mix in with that, fucking 40 years of like MK Ultra, like fucking media mind control shit. Like, it's by design there are chuds in this world. You know
what I mean? You know what videos freak me out the most, man? Are the ones where it like starts with like one newscaster and then it goes to 4 and then 8 and then 16, 32, 64. Yeah. And they're all saying like basically the exact same fucking thing. That's exactly. Fucked up, dude.
I talked about this the last time we did a podcast here on the Pat Homnan show, right? About that fucking book I read about MK Ultra and Manson. It's called Chaos and like the CIA. Yeah. And I mean, like, that shit is fucking 100% real. It's just that they fucking like found ways to perfect it. They never did fucking
It's like, documented. That's the thing is, like, when I bring up MK Ultra to people, they're like, that's not real. I'm like, bullshit. It's documented. It is. It's very real.
Fun fact, Jolly West, who was like the fucking head, like, doctor of MK Ultra and was experimenting on people in the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic, which is where the Chaos book is about. Like, that Manson was basically like a CIA, like, op. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To like fight counterculture, because they like blame that was like the death of like left wing. Same with Sirhan, who shot Bobby Kennedy. If you want to get anybody that's listening to this that really wants to get fucking blackpilled on conspiracy theories, that one's pretty fucking cut and dry. That there's clearly something not the official story going on, because there's fucking he had a six shooter revolver and there was fucking 11. Bullet holes, you know what I mean, like right off the bat. Anyways, Jolly West also was the last person to visit Jack Ruby in prison, and then immediately deemed him his testimony to be he's a crazy person, and they never used his testimony in the Warren Commission.
Dude, I saw, I'm not kidding you, me and Chelsea went to Target at like 8 o'clock this morning, and I have to find out where this dude got this shirt. It was just a red shirt with white lettering on each side, and it just said Jack Ruby. And I was like, I have to have that shirt. Dope that shirt.
Funny. Yeah. There's a book I want to get into called JFK and the Impossible or something like that. And it like lays out like how the CIA with the mob or whatever fucking – I mean, like, that's the long and short of it. The CIA and the mob fucking killed him, but like –
Dude, have you ever watched I mean, like, it's amateur hour shit, but like, have you ever watched like the BuzzFeed Unsolved Network on YouTube?
I'm not. No.
All right, so it's like these two dudes, they've been around forever, they host internet shows. When they do a season, they do like 6 true crime episodes and 6 supernatural episodes. But like, dude, they go into the JFK murder, and like they talk about like the umbrella gun and everything, and it's super interesting. Have you ever heard about that theory about the umbrella gun
in the grassy knoll or whatever?
When they're this guy was on the other side. Oh, you're practicing for your new role, I see.
what's his name? Oswald
Cobblepots.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Yeah. Fucking great. What a great fucking the only good Batman movie is fucking Batman Returns, man.
Only good Batman movie.
Danny DeVito Penguin Pop.
Fucking
that's my sheer action figure.
Well, I can't see. You're not on the...
Can you not... Oh, yeah. This is my sheer action figure. If your nose was gushing blood, what?
But anyways, back to, you know, like, this being a shitty existence, you can't, like, you can't topple the fucking intelligence community. You can't topple rich people. So, like, what else is, I mean, what else is there? Like, I don't know how.
Minorities.
Fuck your way to the top. Fuck your way to the top.
Hey, fuck your way to the top or suck your way to the top?
Yes.
Oh, man. I read, like, fucking, this, right before I came on this podcast, there's this dude that, like, fucking posted a picture on Facebook, which I hate Facebook so much. I need
dude,
to, like,
quit
delete it.
Like, it's, I did.
A rage factory. It
just quit. So quit. Angry. It'll be the best thing you ever did.
Yeah. Some dude, like, posted a picture of, like, Kanye West and Elon Musk and, like, West Mosque or whatever. And I was like, yeah, he'll fit right in with the ruling class or the existing ruling class or whatever. And then posted the picture of Elon Musk and Ghislaine Maxwell. And, like, fucking a bunch of dudes were like, that's Photoshop. That's fake. That's fake. And I was like, I replied, I got some bad news about the South African emerald mine error. And, like, links to doc, like, articles, like, that Jeffrey Epstein was, like, advising him on SpaceX and, like, all this shit. And it's like, oh, sorry, you didn't get the humorous nature of my post. Like, where's the comedy? There has to be comedy for it to be fucking funny. Like, I guess if you think about it, the fucking world being run by a group of satanic pedophiles is pretty funny. Yeah, I guess. But I think that you missed that. You really missed that premise in your joke.
We need to go back to the days of the good Satanism, like the Anton LaVey's, the Sammy Davis Jr.'s, the Jane Mansfield's. We need Bush. We need bald guys with goatees. I got that covered. We need pussy and boobs and just, like, shit that looks evil, man. That's all we need. I don't want to drink a kid's blood.
I'm all for that. They're like, Satanism is like fucking worshiping Baal kind of Satanism.
No, like, you know what I mean? Like,
ancient Mesopotamian demons.
No, the cabal shit. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, the Church of Satan. All they believe in is you believe in yourself. That's right.
Also eugenics.
That was Nazis. You
well,
idiot.
I mean, there's a minor.
No,
I mean,
that's also
minor.
That's also in the Church of Satan, buddy. You need to stop dick riding the Church of Satan. They're not good people.
No, his grandson's not a good person, but I liked Anton LaVey. I mean, I wasn't around for him, but I enjoy his readings. His writings, I mean. I read them. He writes them.
He one of the first guys to rock the bald goatee look.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, like, that's why I call myself Fatton LaVey. I mean, like, I've been rocking that for a while, you know?
Absolutely.
Hey, if you got something about you, lean into it, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, for me, it's my giant hog.
So I've heard.
So you just, you lean into the Dirk Diggler thing?
Yeah.
And you're just gonna be a troubled little boy for the rest of your life,
dude.
$10 to see it.
DD Dapurna Diggler.
That movie was on, like, censored the other day, and I was like, what's the fucking point of watching?
Why,
like,
would
you know what I mean?
Look, if I can't see Heather Graham's pussy, I don't want to watch the movie.
Absolutely, you can.
Simple as that.
You can Austin Powers 2, which is the first Austin Powers movie, just with, instead of Elizabeth Hurley, it's Heather Graham. It's a carbon copy of the same type of movie. Oh, I tried Sarah the other day was watching I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Why?
I don't know. It was on TV, and she was, like, halfway paying attention to it. Like, why are you watching this? So I went down a wormhole of, like, bad movies. Like, I was Googling some shit from, like, that era, like the mid-aughts or whatever. So we ended up later that night watching The Love Guru, which is one of the worst movies I've ever
seen. Mariska Hargitay.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's the only good part. like one of the worst, not even in an enjoyable, like bad Nicolas Cage bad movie. Like it's just utter dog shit.
It is the Mariska Hargitay joke at the beginning of the movie when he meets her and he's like, Mariska Hargitay. Mariska Hargitay is the only funny joke in that movie.
There are so many big stars in that movie, though. It's ridiculous.
Like, I know.
Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer's in it for a minute.
So weird. And the world's falling apart, and we're watching The Love Guru on a Saturday night with commercials.
I know. No, even sadder, we looked it up on Amazon. Like, I watched it.
Sought it out.
Yeah, I sought it out.
Yeah, just because, you know, Bezos needs our money even more. And I subscribe to Prime.
That's true. Yeah. I guess outside of the subscription fee, it was free. I've got to look up. The reason why we watched it is because, like, the reviews for it, I was laughing so hard. Here it is, the Wikipedia article. Reception. Critical response. A.O. Scott of the New York Times wrote, quote, the word unfunny surely applies to Mr. Meyer's obnoxious attempts to find mirth in physical and cultural differences, but does not quite capture the strenuous unpleasantness of his performance. No, the Love Guru is downright anti-funny, an experience that makes you wonder if you'll ever laugh again.
Dude, that's like Mike Dragon's stand-up.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yes.
This doesn't bode well for whether or not existence is a good thing. If the Love Guru, somebody like paid to make that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that was his last movie. Like, he hadn't done shit for like.
Yeah, the last thing I remember seeing him in was his. Two things. He had his cameo in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, and he had his, for like 2 minutes.
Cameo in Bohemian Rhapsody, which I thought was a great nod to Wayne's World. The fact that they had him, like, when they brought him Bohemian Rhapsody, and he was like, this isn't going to make any money. Kids don't want to bang their head to this. And it was Mike Myers, and I was like, that's fucking cool. Funny.
I liked him, man. Like, fucking, So I Married an Axe Murderer is a classic fucking
classic movie. Love it.
And the first Austin Powers is really fucking funny.
The first two. I like the first two.
The second one's kind of like the exact same movie. Good.
Again, Heather Graham, my friend.
Wow, okay. All right, fair enough.
I have a crush on Heather Graham, have for a long time.
Heather Graham and her big fake kids.
Such a basic bitch.
Yeah, Heather Graham is like, if you were to create like the most basic like avatar of an attractive blonde woman.
Look, she's got nice boobs. She rocks a cool bush. She's got curly hair, and she fucking wore roller skates in that movie. Sure. Why not?
I'm sure she's glad to hear that you would.
I thought you were gonna say, well, yeah, I would too. I was about to be like, yeah, but what wouldn't you stick your dick in?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. What would you stick your dick in that it would fit in? Is that better?
Well, that's true. Yeah, a bagel. The only funny thing that Adam Carolla ever said is one time I remember listening to Loveline, and this was like years ago, and like, they had somebody call in, ask what anal sex was like. He's like, he jumped it. He like put it in. He's like, look, here's what you do. Take a mason jar, take a big old shit in it, okay? Then put a donut on top, duct tape it, put it in the microwave for 10 minutes, then fuck it.
I like it told by you more than I would have Adam Carolla, because fuck that guy.
Yeah, he sucks. Fucking Adam Carolla. Fucking, like, all these... Comedy sucks, man. Like, every single fucking, like, asshole. There is not one cool guy that, like, you know what I mean? Like, every single one of them.
Bill Burr's cool. Dave Chappelle's cool.
I do like Bill Burr.
I love Dave Chappelle. There's, like, I love Michael Che. Michael Che's fucking cool as shit. But, like, dude... everybody's afraid to say, like, comedy is not comedy anymore. It's speech that people allow you to say without getting either angry or not. It's not even that.
It's just that, like, it attracts, like, the fucking worst fucking people for some, because it's like the experience of being in a band, but you don't have to fucking practice. You don't have to, like, the dedication of being in a band. Right. Like, that's all I can fucking.
It's all based on you, not like four different people.
You know what I mean? But so that's one of the reasons why I think it's fucking sucks. But think about every fucking famous fucking comedian is a fucking, like, weird loser, man.
Scumbag. You know what I mean? Scumbag.
Yeah, well, that. Yeah, I mean, like, pretty much, yeah.
Didn't Chris D'Elia just get, like, called out for, like...
Oh, that's, yes, hilarious, too, because, like, the week before, on his, not that I fucking listened to Chris D'Elia or whatever, but I saw somebody tweeting this out. The week before, on his podcast, he literally went into a rant. He's like, I hear all these people say, like, everybody in Hollywood, like, fucks kids. Oh, really, dude? Really? There are just producers that pass around kids to each other. Really, dude? And then he got caught fucking kids.
Wait, so did he get caught fucking kids? Like, or was he, not that it makes it even better, or was it like pictures or like,
I don't think that he was caught fucking them, but he was definitely caught, like, messaging 16-year-olds.
Which is fucked, dude. Like, that's the other thing, dude, is like, Bert Kreischer, I don't know if he still does, but he had a show on YouTube where, like, it would be him cooking and it would be like two comedians would come on, and like it was Bobby Lee, Chris D'Elia, and Bert Kreischer, and like Bobby Lee was just like roasting both of them the whole time, and he was talking about how Chris D'Elia, he's like, oh yeah, this guy gets so much pussy, blah 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 blah, and then I like come to find out, and you know, I'm going to try and not make a judgment here, but like when I find out that somebody's drug-free, alcohol-free, never touched anything in their life, yeah, that's a red fucking flag.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Like, if you've never put anything up your nose that makes you feel better, then you're not a real person. You probably fuck kids.
Fun fact, his dad is a big-time fucking Hollywood producer.
That was the other thing I found out, that he was like, his dad's like a writer, director, and producer, and I'm like, how are you going to deny that there's like a Hollywood ring of kid fuckers, and your dad is like a guy who's
director? Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, like, you can't... All those old guys fucking suck, and then, like, if anybody that's famous, like, around our age, like... Fucking their parents have a trust fund that allowed them to fucking move to New York. You know what I mean? Like, there's
and none of us got that.
There's no in between. Exactly. Yeah. There's no in between.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying. Really, like, the middle class is dead. You're either poor or you're fucking, you got money. That's it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
No in between anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what
it's social mobility, boys. I want social mobility.
Well, you need to work
on one day you'll be a millionaire.
Cheers. Yeah, but you need to work on physical mobility first, Cher.
No, I'm gonna sit on this couch. I've already ruined this couch. It has a big It has a big hard spot where I sit all the time.
It's like that Simpsons episode where Homer's got to get his ass groove back in.
Yeah, that's what I've got going on here. Because I never leave this couch.
Way to do it. I very rarely leave my house. So
yeah. Oh, dude. I made a joke on Twitter the other day. Somebody said something about wearing condoms or something like that. I said, I've wore a face mask every time I've left the house since COVID, and that is way more times than I've ever worn a condom.
Yeah, probably.
I can count on two hands how many times I've worn a condom. And one time was to masturbate, because I wanted to know what that felt like.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I hear you.
I don't believe you, Jordan. I think you have sex with a condom all the time, and you take it off and drink the solution that within.
Solution. He calls it solution.
It's a solution.
Some Santorum.
Oh, dude, before we forget, How about fucking Jeffrey Epstein's fucking bitch finally getting caught?
Yeah, that's all. Oh, yeah, that's a huge fucking huge news.
All right, here's but a question. It's
not really, because she's gonna catch COVID in prison.
Well, I was gonna say. Okay, so I was talking to somebody yesterday. You'll love this. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were like, "You really think Jeffrey Epstein's dead and he's not on an island somewhere?" I'm like, with all the information that dude has, you think they were gonna set him up with a fucking island? They murdered his ass.
For sure.
And then
no,
like,
Jordan, he now listen, to be fair, he committed suicide and all the cameras were turned off and the guards were asleep. and you know what I mean?
Somebody was mopping the other hallway. Somebody was nobody could fight it. But I want to know if she winds up dead in prison, it's going to be the greatest thing ever because I'm going to love it.
Did you not see the fucking pictures on Saturday? First of all, no mugshot yet, which is pretty weird, like, that there is not a mugshot.
Yeah. Because
Epstein even had a mugshot when that fucking shit went down. Saturday, yeah. There was a story that broke, and there's with the accompanying picture of Ghislaine Maxwell and Kevin Spacey in the throne room at Buckingham Palace, a place that the Queen of England has not been in since 1953, right? And they were just yucking it up, sitting on thrones. Also, fun fact, remember those fucking batshit crazy Christmas Eve YouTube videos that Kevin Spacey put out where he's like Frank Underwood
from the
TV show? He's drinking out of a cup that is a... for the Queen's 60th coronation, the theory being that he had a bunch of dirt on the royal family, Prince Andrew, which of course he does because he hung in those fucking circles. And to top it all off, two accusers committed suicide, Kevin Spacey accusers, before they could go to court and the cases were fucking dropped. If you would have told me 10 years ago that Kevin motherfucking Spacey was a murderous, pedophile, satanic lizard person, I would have laughed. You know what I mean? But, like, fucking that is for real. That is for real.
He's
Kevin Spacey had people bumped off, like, because
he's gay. He's gay Lex Luthor. He's gay Lex Luthor. Like, he played in fucking Superman. The bad guy.
Yes. He's a very bad guy.
By the way, before I forget, I'll text you after this, but we still need to do our conspiracy theory podcast because that's a fucking brilliant idea.
Oh, I'd love to do it.
It would literally be this, you and me yelling for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, instantly just bust in, you're on drugs.
Yeah, well, I mean, who isn't these days?
Right? Well, I can't say that I'm not right now, so whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Ryan, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me at my I'm basically just a Twitter guy. At
Party All the Ryan.
RYNE. And then Instagram, just Ryan DiPerno.
Absolutely. Dude, every time he comes on the show and it's like, I feel like we've been talking for 15 minutes. It's been an hour.
Oh, has it been an hour? Oh, fuck. All right. Yeah. Well, I gotta go to Home Depot.
All right,
Jordan. You gotta buy some 4th of July stuff.
No, I got a door handle because it popped off because my house is 100 years old. Kind of need one of those.
Fair enough. Well, I'll text you. I'll text you in a little bit, and obviously, cool. Always love having you on the show.
So, Jordan,
love being here, boys. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates existence as much as Ryan DiPerna.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep setting up and falling out my face. We'll be right back.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.